At the University of Texas Medical School at Houston, Jun Liu uses a powerful electron microscope to examine E. coli bacteria and the tiny T7 virus that infects them.
That's the virus, and this is actually the whole cell.
Liu says until now, scientists could only speculate on how this virus injected its genetic material into another cell because it happens in an instant.
So before they eject DNA, they don't have a channel. After they eject DNA, they actually degrade the channel. So you never have a chance to see it.
But in a collaborative study with other University of Texas colleagues, Liu used the electron microscope to examine quick frozen solutions full of bacteria and viruses.
Because when you freeze it, you kind of like a snapshot, capture some intermediate stage. This is actually one of the highlights of this particular study, because we capture this intermediate stage that nobody see before.
This sophisticated technology was applied to a particular virus in this study, but what the researchers found could be useful in studying other viruses in the future, viruses that cause many diseases like influenza.
That's the hope of study participant Ian Molyneux, professor of biology at the University of Texas main campus in Austin, who prepared the virus samples used in the study.
So if we can find a way of blocking any of multiple steps towards the final internalization of the genetic material, it provides the potential for finding more antiviral drugs.
This animation, produced for Science magazine by the American Association for the Advancement of Science, shows how the virus puts out tendrils to, in effect, walk on the cell surface.
Then it stops moving, and all of the legs now come down and get fixed on the cell surface, and the infection begins to initiate.
Molyneux says the collaborative effort with Liu and others paid off, with each member of the team bringing his own area of expertise into play.
We have a very, very strong collaboration. We're looking at other viruses now.
He says each advance in understanding how viruses function brings researchers closer to finding ways to defeat them and save lives. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Austin, Texas.